people that wait for Christmas. Matthew, chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. Let us turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 7 to 12. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is what happened the night before Christmas during the Second World War. The German troops and the English troops were pointing guns at each other. When it was the 24th December, Christmas Eve, right above the German trenches, the lights on the Christmas tree were lit. And they sang a hymn, "Silent Night, Holy Night." English soldiers that were listening to that hymn over the barbed wire clapped their hands. And the English soldiers sang a hymn, "O Come, All Ye Faithful," in harmony in return. German soldiers clapped their hands in response and they started to sing in unison. Singing in choir that kept on for about an hour made the atmosphere to be peaceful. Soldiers that were on the both sides came out of the trenches and greeted each other saying Merry Christmas. People that were enemies until just a while ago shook hands together and shared joy in celebration of Christmas. It was because Christ was present in the center of these people. Coming of Christ placed the love and peace in the people, even to the people that were pointing guns at each other on a battlefield as well. It is because Jesus came to this land to give us peace. So it has been said that this is such a joyful news. As it is a year-end time, we are about to celebrate Christmas again. Especially this year, it was a year that we had a lot of difficulties within our country and also around our nation. This is a time that we need peace more than any other time. Christmas is about waiting for the coming of the Lord that came to this land as the King of love and peace. On the day that the Lord came, angels praised by saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Where the Lord is, there is true peace. This Christmas is the day that Jesus came to give us life and peace. This Christmas, I wish that peace will be with you all in your hearts, in your families and in our nation. In the Bible, people come up that wait for Christmas. Waiting is an extremely a good thing. Especially, when we love someone or when we wait for someone that we miss, waiting is a happy thing. Christmas is the day that Christians that are saved long to meet the Lord the most. But, there was waiting that was good, but there was waiting that was evil. In the Bible, two kinds of people were waiting for the birth of Jesus. One kind was that there was a person that waited to kill Jesus. The other was that there were people that waited for Jesus to come as they knew that Jesus was the Messiah. The purpose of waiting were very different. Now, things are similar as this time. There was a King Herod that waited to kill Jesus. Let us read verses 7 to 8. It says, "He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him.' After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was." When Jesus was born, Herod was the king at the time. King Herod was an evil king. Let us read verse 16. It says, "When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi." Herod was a person that was waiting to kill Jesus by receiving information as he sent the three wise men to Bethlehem. Historians evaluated Herod like this. He killed his own wife and killed his mother-in-law. For power, he even killed his three sons, and he was an evil king like that. God instructed the three wise men in their dreams when Herod was trying to kill Jesus. God told them not to go back to Herod. Three wise men met Jesus and worshipped him. As commanded by God, they did not meet Herod and went back. Herod was waiting to kill Jesus. From the moment of Jesus' birth, Herod decided to kill all the babies under the age of 2. He was such an evil king. At that time, all young children lost their lives. The purpose of Herod in waiting for Jesus was for him to kill Jesus. That was not the end. Herod took away the glory of God and he was arrogant. At the end, his body was eaten by worms and died. He ended his life in a miserable way. It was an unfortunate wait. He was a king that was abandoned by God. His wait was a wait that had a wrong purpose. These days as well, there are all sorts of people that wait for Christmas. Business people that run like pubs or department stores, hotels, to earn money, they wait for Christmas. Even if we go to Israel these days, the Jewish people do not believe in Jesus. But, they protect countless pilgrims that come visit there, they wait for them and welcome them. These people do not wait for Jesus, but these are the people that wait for Christmas to earn money. Rather than church, there are many more people that want to enjoy Christmas that does not have Jesus in the world. Have you seen Jesus that was crying at Christmas? It is a confession of Yunhuasio that represents beautiful picket. It is a confession that she has seen the Lord that was weeping at Christmas. Around Christmas, a lot of people commit a sin of lust and abortions happen the most at this time. It has been said that these days, 400 to 500 people go through abortions. If we include illegal abortions, then 3,000 people a day go through abortions and lives are being killed. At Christmas, when Jesus came to save us from our sins, it has been said that young lives are dying the most due to lust. But, a wait at Christmas is for Jesus Christ only. We wait for Messiah that came to save us from our sins. We wait for Jesus that saved our lives, gave us peace and came to give us joy. It is a Christmas that waits for the second coming of the Lord again. It is a purpose of Christmas. The Lord came to this land to give us the light. In Luke, chapter 2, verse 9, it says, "An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified." At this moment, the world is very dark. Economically, politically, security-wise, diplomacy-wise, unification equals wise and so on. There is no area that is not dark. Especially, the hearts of people have gone as dark as possible. The day that the Lord came to this land to shed the light in the world that is dark like this is Christmas. Today, how are we preparing for us to celebrate the Christmas? The stars guided the wise men that waited for the Messiah. Let us look at verses 9 to 10. After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. There were wise men that came from a nation far away in the eastern side with the hope of meeting the Messiah. The stars that they saw from the eastern side stopped above Bethlehem. Wise men were people that came to Bethlehem to celebrate the birth of Jesus. These people were the people that waited for Jesus. And these were the people that came to worship Jesus. From the eastern side, a star rose and it stayed right above where Jesus was born in Bethlehem. It was an amazing event. God guided the pathway of the wise men that longed to see the Lord through the star and it led them to Bethlehem. How amazing is this? In front of this word, what comes up in mind? Your pathway as well, the path that you need to take. You need to trust God that He will guide you and you need to leave it to Him to take care of it. When we try to live our lives in faith, in any way, by any kind of way, God guides us in a good way. So Psalms, chapter 37, verse 5, it says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him and He will do this." God told us that we should commit our way to the Lord. Just because that things are not going the way that I want it now, we should know that that way is not the way that is a failure for sure. Going the way that you desired to go, does not mean that God is leading you that way. If you are standing on the side of God for sure, you need to believe that that way is the way that God is leading you to take. Two very devout Christian people that used to be baseball players in the U.S. got on the plane to go to Kenya for missions trip. They prayed to God. "God, use our lives for your work." After that, the plane took off. But, when they were about to land in London, the weather was too foggy, so as the plane had to hover around for about 2 hours there, they could not take the transferring flight on time. If they were to take the next flight, they had to wait for 8 to 9 hours. I could not understand God. For smooth journey for mission, I prayed like that, but what kind of situation is this? Finally, they got on the next flight, and this time, there were no seats. So they had to sit right behind the pilot. But a little while later, the plane fell down and it started to go down so rapidly. Everyone on the plane shouted, and to calm the passengers down, the cabin crew ran around busily. These two guys began to pray in this chaotic situation. At that time, from the pilot's compartment, there was a screaming sound. As soon as they opened the door of the pilot's compartment, terrorists were attacking the pilots. Two men that were baseball players grabbed these terrorists and dragged them outside. When things became settled down, the plane that was flying at 30,000 feet high was then flying at 4,000 feet high. If pilots did not sit back at their seats again, then the plane was about to crash shortly. Then they could understand the will of God. There was a reason that God delayed these baseball players' trip. God knows all things, including our future, and is planning our future. Compared to our ideas, He is drawing the bigger pictures for us. Remember that God's guidance follows always when we trust Him with all our hearts. Through the stars, God guided the wise men from the eastern side. Would God guide the wise men only? I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that you will trust that God is also guiding the way that you are going as well. Also, the wise men worship Jesus humbly. Let us read verse 11. It says, "On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. Wise men saw the baby placed in a manger of horses. They knelt down and worshipped the baby. At that time, the wise men came from the eastern side, were the men that had the highest and the most knowledge. But, even though they were in front of a baby, they bowed down in front of a baby. Bowing down means an attitude of humbleness and faith. These were the people of true faith, and these were the people that had their spiritual eyes open as they recognized the Messiah. These were the people of wisdom, and these were the people that had discernment. Even though the baby was born in a manger of horses, they knew that this baby was the Son of God that would save the humanity in the future, and they bowed down before Him. If you go to the Holy Land on a pilgrimage, there is a church called the Church of Jesus' Birth in Jerusalem. It is such a huge church, but the door that leads you to inside is as high as 1 meter only. So we must lower our head to be able to enter into it." This was intended to remind us that whether a person is of a high position or a low position, at the site where Jesus was born, and if you would like to worship Him on the site, then everyone needs to lower their head and come in. That is right. A person that knows the Lord properly cannot not bow down in front of Him. The grain, as it gets ripe, the head goes down. The water gets filled from where it is low. Through this Christmas, like wise men, we need to learn the attitude to serve the Lord humbly. The wise men gave the Lord three kinds of gifts. Let us read the latter part of verse 11. It says, "Then they opened their treasures and presented Him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh." The treasures that the wise men brought were the gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. In these three gifts, there is a deep confession of faith. It has been said that gold was the most precious gift that they used to give to the kings only. The three wise men treated the birth of Jesus as the birth of the King of all. They gave incense. Incense was the gift that they used to give to the chief priests only at the time. This incense had a favorable fragrance. Priests took this incense and sprayed it in the temple, and they used it when they were giving an intercessory sacrifice between God and people. In other words, the wise men treated Jesus as the chief priest and welcomed Him accordingly. Also, they gave myrrh. Myrrh was an oil that was used to spread on things so that these would not decay. The blood that the Lord shed on the cross is the same as the myrrh of life that does not decay forever. Even though we would not be able to give Jesus these kinds of gifts like gold, incense and myrrh, we need to have the confession of faith like this. What would we need to offer to Jesus today? It is life. There is nothing that is more precious than life. To save lives, the Lord came to this land. The reason that the Lord carried the cross was to save the lives as well. This time, on Christmas, we are going to invite the most precious guests, Which are VIPs? The most valuable guests are VIPs. The souls that you are going to invite are VIPs. Would there be anything else that is more precious than a VIP that is a soul? There is nothing else that pleases the Lord than the work of saving a soul. My dear family in Christ, this year is about to end as well. As it is a year-end time, we need to spend this Christmas as the Christmas that waits for the Lord that would come back to us again. If we had a Christmas 2,000 years ago at a manger of horses and that was where we worshiped the Lord, then today, our Christmas should be in our hearts, families and our people. I hope that the Lord would come right here and that we would be able to celebrate this Christmas with the news of true peace, joy and hope. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.